Medical schools in North Carolina, like other institutions across the country, have put hands-on clinical training for students on hold because of the coronavirus pandemic. But dedicated doctors-to-be are finding ways to pitch in during this public health crisis. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Just a few weeks ago, Diana Dial was hitting the books hard, preparing for the first of two U.S. medical licensing exams. The clinical knowledge test had been scheduled for March 19th.
That one's not happening. And then the other one was scheduled for mid-April.
The exam sites have been closed to contain the spread of coronavirus. And clinical skills tests, which involve the use of actors posing as patients, have also been postponed indefinitely. Dial is in her fourth year at UNC Chapel Hill's medical school and is scheduled to graduate in May of 2021. She wants to go into emergency medicine. These licensing exams are critical steps for med students. Typically, they must be completed before applying for a residency program. Many medical students who graduate this year have already taken the exams. But those who have not yet done so won't have to before starting in North Carolina residency programs this summer. The state medical board waived the requirement, saying it would certainly help in the fight against the pandemic. For Diana Dial, disruptions to her medical education are not her main concern.
My primary concern is just what's going on right now in terms of the COVID crisis in the United States and figuring out any way that, I can play a part.
Medical schools, under the guidance of the American Association of Medical Colleges, have suspended clinical training and rotations for their students, preventing them from engaging in direct patient care. That's primarily because of the tight supply of personal protective equipment, the gloves, gowns, and masks that doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers desperately need to keep them from contracting COVID-19 or further spreading the virus. So no rounding right now for med students at UNC, Duke, Wake Forest, or East Carolina University's Brody School of Medicine. Still, Dial and other students are not totally relegated to the sidelines. Dial is part of a team of med students monitoring how doctors and nurses handle their protective gear as they enter and exit COVID-19 care areas at UNC hospitals.
One thing that we make sure is that the gown is really gently removed and carefully disposed of.
Dial says a common mistake among docs and nurses is taking off their protective gowns too vigorously, which can spread virus particles. She's also part of a group of med students participating in a pilot program at the Durham VA Hospital, helping screen incoming patients for COVID-19. Matthew Fordham is also in his fourth year at UNC Medical School. The aspiring internist volunteers at a free clinic run by the UNC Student Health Action Coalition. The 50-year-old program provides health care to under- and uninsured patients.
We have our own pharmacy that dispenses free medications on site. We have mental health care visits.
Fordham says under normal circumstances, the clinic is open every Wednesday night at the Carborough Community Health Center. But life amid COVID-19 is anything but normal. So the free clinic is adapting. Fordham says it just piloted its first telehealth visits, though language barriers for Spanish-speaking patients and internet access sometimes pose a challenge.
The goal of these visits is to try to keep our patients on their medications, manage chronic issues, and keep folks out of the emergency department.
As fourth years, Fordham and Diana Dial have already completed their advanced clinical training. But this year's third-year med students won't get the chance to start hospital rotations until the suspension of such programs is lifted. ECU Medical School Dean Dr. Mark Stacey says for now he can't imagine that any graduation or residency start date will be delayed. But if the coronavirus curve isn't flattened and there's another wave of infections, as some public health experts predict, Stacey says all bets are off. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.